This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Waterline disinfection and testing are still going on in an area of Mountain View that lost service after a pipeline breach last month. About 67 households lost drinking water service when contaminated cement slurry came into contact with a live water main during maintenance. This was back on April 24th. Recent water samples taken near home meters have come back clear of bacteria, but the city says traces continue to be found at a fire hydrant that is now disconnected from the system as testing continues. 21 homes north of Cuesta Park remain under boil water restrictions. Fighting animal cruelty with kid power. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports on a contest sponsored by the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office.
Students were invited to submit original art focused on animal neglect and how to report it. The winning poster, a neglected lab on the floor curled in a ball.
And in the background is a lot of other like neglected animals in cages.
The winner, Angelica Logenstan, a junior at Leland High School.
I'm actually an aspiring veterinarian. I would really like to go to vet school, and I was planning to study animal science in college.
Second place winner Allison Lee is a sophomore. Her poster reads, "Be kind to every kind."
I think color is a really important part of any poster, so I thought some warm and bright colors would really help send the message.
Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen.
We know that animal cruelty comes in many forms. There's physical abuse, abandonment, hoarding situations, puppy mills, organized fighting, and the most common type, neglect.
The winning art will be displayed here at the DA's office. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Well, Oakland's Greek Festival is back for its 54th year. KCBS's Shannon Golden with details on the weekend of food, music, and community.
This annual event, which runs all weekend at the Greek Orthodox Cathedral of the Ascension on Lincoln Avenue, is a multi-generational labor of love.
We have over 1,400 volunteers that help us put this together, from 90-year-olds that are still helping cook to, you see, their grandkids or great-grandkids that are as young as 7 and 8 years old have an apron on to help them. And, you know, our model is we want everybody to experience being Greek.
Festival chairman Sofo Kyriakopedi says there's plenty of ways to do that.
From dancing or having a Greek beer or some Greek wine or stepping into the church and listening to our wonderful fathers explain, you know, the Greek Orthodox religion.
And of course, there's the food, from fragrant lamb souvlaki to saganaki, a famous Greek appetizer of pan-fried flaming cheese.
What time is it? Open time!
Tickets are $5 at the door, and if you're looking for parking, lots are open at the Mormon Temple next door, Head Royce School, and Ability Now Bay Area, with shuttles running throughout the day. In Oakland, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
City of Cupertino is taking some steps to limit the noise from pickleball in that city. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says they're launching a pilot program to try and help.
We're here at Memorial Park in Cupertino, where city officials have limited drop in pickleball from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sundays, prohibiting it altogether on Mondays because of noise complaints. Here at the park, residents weigh in. Some understand it, some don't.
So it's hard to say, like, I think it's like similar as like tennis. I think the noise.
The ball is loud, but in a way, it's not much louder than other things. If they're restricting from midnight to like 6 or 7, I get that.
The pilot program kicks in July 7th. They're also asking pickleball players to use quieter paddles and balls. In Cupertino, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Port of Oakland boat tour season once again. KCBS's Megan Goldsby takes us for a ride.
What do you have questions about when it comes to the Port of Oakland? If you're like a lot of us, it's those cranes that look like they're straight out of Star Wars.
Those cranes are pretty iconic. I mean, as a kid, they were always like the Transformers of our lives at that time. So to be able to see them up close, I think it would be pretty cool.
Ismael lives in Oakland and came with a crowd. A great option for kids and the whole family, he says, especially because it's free. For more than 2 decades, the Port of Oakland has been hosting free ferry tours of their operations as visible by the bay.
In a quick 90 minutes, everyone gets to learn everything about the port, how much we ship, how much resources we create for the community, just how important we are to the international trade economy, as well as to the regional economy, because the Port of Oakland creates 100,000 jobs and $174 billion in economic activity.
Justin Burton is the director of communications for the Port of Oakland. He says these tours are extremely popular.
The registration starts at 8 p.m., and tickets usually get snapped up within a couple hours. But we do keep spaces open here on standby.
So you can just try to show up. These boats from the red and white fleet are larger this year.
That containers would become the future of shipping.
My favorite part, finding out exactly when we were over the BART tunnel, and we saw a bonus whale in the bay. That never hurts. Another highlight for many, of course, those cranes, which, by the way, were, according to George Lucas, not his inspiration for the AT-ATwalkers in Star Wars. But on the tour, narrator David DeWitt said the port remains skeptical of that claim. On the San Francisco Bay, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
The demand for research and education about artificial intelligence continues to boom at one of the Bay Area's major college campuses. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from UC Berkeley, where learning on the topic will now happen under one roof.
UC Berkeley's College of Computing, Data Science, and Society was the campus's first new college in more than 50 years. Seeing the trends of where AI was headed, this university also the first to offer a major in data science,
which now is the largest major on campus. Students were flocking to it.
Dean Jennifer Chase says the goal here is to advance AI with safety and ethics top of mind.
We create open source software for the world.
Come this fall, more than 1,300 students, faculty, and researchers will work out of the Gateway, a brand new, nearly 400,000 square foot building filled with classrooms, labs, and rooftop gathering spaces.
The building has much more collaborative space and much less private space than the other buildings on campus.
Chase says many students are in school while they're also forming startups, with the goal of alleviating the concern about jobs being replaced by AI.
To create new career paths for people.
In Berkeley, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
If you are a fan of Muni, or maybe it's a love-hate relationship, what a great venue for trivia night. As KCBS's David Welch reports, a free transit trivia event puts the quiz on a moving streetcar.
Transit Trivia with Muni Diaries is boarding a historic streetcar. It's rolling down Market Street while asking questions along the way. Kat Siegel with Muni Diaries says it's a perfect place for a mobile quiz show.
The Market Street Railway nonprofit group calls it Museums in Motion, and that's what it is.
The F-Line's historic streetcar has been running up and down Market Street for most of the 20th century. Siegel says riders on any given day aren't simply tourists.
Normal commuters take it every day, but it's also just so fun. I think it doesn't matter how many times you've ridden one, it still feels like an adventure and a treat that we get to do it.
Which is why it brings questions about Muni to life. Topics range from pop culture to root knowledge and big screen appearances. Think you know what year the iconic worm logo debuted?
And the answer to that one is 1975.
If you knew, transit trivia may make for a perfect afternoon. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Dinosaurs have made their way to the town. KCBS's Albert James tells us about the new exhibition in Oakland, bringing visitors back in time.
Dinos Alive at the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Performing Arts features life-sized animatronics, dinosaur rides, and augmented reality elements you can view through your phone. I caught up with dino enthusiast Dean as he excavated a mini fossil. He says the experience goes far beyond what you'd get at a museum.
More like actually watching it and being sort of, what's the word, intrigued by, like, how they move, what they sound like.
Dean's mom and fellow dinosaur lover Connie says it's great to see the area around Lake Merritt busy, especially with the Kaiser Center opening up.
There's new programming, and seeing how there are different kinds of events that are for the community, bringing out families, is pretty cool.
Tickets for the prehistoric exhibit are available online through the end of July. In Oakland, Albert James, KCBS.
San Francisco Public Library has been running a streaming service for local music for about 4 years now, and they are accepting submissions for this program until the end of the month. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
The San Francisco Public Library runs Bay Beats, but it's for all 9 Bay Area counties.
We end up listening to a lot of music.
Brian Weaver is a music lover who works for the library.
If you've recorded it, you can submit it. Rock and pop and rap and electronic to experimental noise.
The submission period for this year closes May 31st. Weaver says the library has already begun listening through hundreds of submissions, and in the end, they'll select just 150 albums to be added. This is the fourth year of Bay Beats, with the online library continuing to grow and local music fans getting more free access to new local music.
We were, just totally blown away with the response. It was super positive. We received over 600 submissions the first year.
And the library pays selected artists $300 each. In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
This was the week of a whirlwind 2-day summit in China between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. As KCBS's Elisa Clancy reports, it was a lot of pageantry, but not a lot of progress.
Even some outlets calling it the stalemate summit. U.S. officials wanted to focus on the Iran conflict, trade imbalances, and Taiwan while working on an agreement with AI oversight. Lanhee Chen is a research fellow at the Hoover Institute and a China expert.
The striking thing about the summit was the way in which the two leaders really framed the goals of the summit very differently. For President Trump, it was all about economic arrangements, economic deals. For President Xi, it was all about the geopolitical positioning of China, and in particular, questions around the issue of Taiwan.
Trump said, when asked if U.S. policy with Taiwan had changed, he told reporters he was willing to reconsider U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, despite a longstanding commitment to provide defensive weapons to deter potential Chinese aggression. Trump has delayed signing off on $14 billion in arms sales to Taiwan. Elisa Clancy, KCBS.
Today's National Love a Tree Day, and as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, volunteers turned out in full force in San Jose at the Ocala STEAM Academy to plant trees.
Volunteers hammering stakes into the ground out here at the school to prop up newly planted trees. Marissa Zalaski is a planting program manager with Our City Forest on what trees bring.
The learning opportunities, the shading opportunities, the pollination opportunities, it's endless.
The company Transpac donated $500,000 to plant 400,000 climate-resilient trees on fire-ravaged California property. Hank Lynch is the CEO of One Tree Planted. He says more and more corporations are stepping up to get trees in the ground.
A lot of organizations and folks are learning that their supply chain is really vulnerable to the environment. And trees are really, trees in all shapes and forms are probably one of the best protections you can put out there.
At Ocala STEAM Academy Middle School in San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.